Ladies and gentlemen, namaste. Today I'm going to speak to you on a subject that has been a matter of debate for the last few weeks, actually a few months. Ever since the Citizenship Amendment Act was passed by Parliament, a clutch of opposition parties backed by religious groups have been protesting. Protesting for what? Even they don't know. But for sure they know. They are protesting against Narendra Modi. They are protesting against Amit Shah. They are protesting against BJP. But why do you have to protest on something that doesn't concern them? Well, actually it concerns them. Because they were sure that the Narendra Modi government was going to go one after another, bill after bill, just like they did with Triple Talaq, Article 370, and the Ram Janmabhoomi case, which came out from the Supreme Court, thanks to some brilliant argument by a clutch of advocates. They couldn't protest against all those. But now they have a chance, and they decide to protest against the CAA. So if you ask them about CAA and how does it impact an Indian Muslim, they jump into NRC. And if you ask them, NRC is not a due, they jump into NPR. That's like shifting the goalpost. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Suresh Kochatal here on a matter that concerns each one of us, each Indian. Today, in a public meeting in Bangalore, Waris Pathan actually brought out something that everyone knew was the true face of this so-called anti-CAA agitation. He said, and I quote, that we 15 crore Muslims are going to come after 100 crores of you. Now, who is that you? Well, your guess is as good as mine. Ladies and gentlemen, we as a country have faced traitors before. We had Jay Chans in our midst, who kind of tied up with the invaders and destroyed our country. Now they are back again, in different formats, in different names, and in different parts of the history. That, ladies and gentlemen, is something that we need to worry about. These crooks, as I call them, have nothing to lose. They know for sure that if Modi Sarkar goes the way it's going, then they have no future left. The likes of Owaisi, Rahul Gandhi, and others will have no future left. So they protest. Protest against what? They have no idea. They're protesting because they feel that a country is going to dogs. They feel that the Muslims are being discriminated. Well, they need to ask themselves. They need to look at the mirror. And this is something Mr. Owaisi should realize. That he has let the genie out of the bottle, and now the genie is not going back. The Shaheen Bagh farce that we saw, a paid protest that is happening across the country in different formats, paid and financed by enemies from across the border, is presented as a democratic protest. Democratic? My foot. This has nothing to do with democracy. This is basically a frustration that the Modi Sarkar has been able to get away with bills in Parliament. They want to stop it at any cost. But what they don't realize is that the Modi Sarkar is a different kind of animal. It is not Manmohan Singh. It is not the other governments of the past. It's a tough government. And as we saw in Jammu and Kashmir, after the abrogation of Article 370, if Modi Sarkar wants to do something, they will do it. They just don't bother which dog is barking in the street. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time that we realize, we Indians realize, that the traitors among us are selling off our country. We need to fight, because if you think that it doesn't concern you and it's a battle that Modi should fight or somebody else should fight, these gangs will be at your doorstep soon. they'll be knocking your door. That's exactly what Waris Pathan said today. They are after you and they are after me. So it's better you get up and do something. Jai Hind.